Hi, Deanna.
Hello.
Hi, sorry, I'm calling in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit. This calls
Hey, how
for
you doing?
Deanna. Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, this calls for Deanna or Mr. or Mrs. Fox.
Hey, speaking.
I'm just following up to see if you already had an attorney assisting you with filing a claim.
I didn't have a attorney assisting me. Well, I had a conversation with somebody Friday, and I don't know if the call got dropped or however it went, but they just never reached back out to me.
Okay. And if I may ask, did you ever sign on with them or ever sign into any documents with them?
No, I didn't get any documents sent to my email, and I didn't send over my signature or anything like that.
Okay, I just have to confirm. And after using Depo Provera, do you know what you were diagnosed with or how you were affected?
Hold on 1 second. Brain tumors.
I'm so sorry. You said you had a
Yeah, hold
brain tumor?
on. Yeah, I had a brain tumor.
Just to confirm, we are accepting multiple types of brain tumors now. Do you know what type of tumor it was?
Give me 1 second. I'm trying to pull over so I can pull my paperwork up for you.
No worries. And thank you for taking the time to do this. Do you know when the last time you used Depo was?
In 2023.
2023, okay.
Yeah, here it is. October 20th of 2023, I was diagnosed with melanoma. Yeah, so a brain tumor.
Sorry, what was it called?
Meningioma.
Meningioma.
Yeah, meningioma.
Oh my gosh, I'm very sorry about that. I mean that if you were diagnosed with a meningioma and you did use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year minimum, we could potentially file a claim with you or for you with the attorney group we work with.
Yeah, I stopped it's I stopped taking it in 2023. So I started, I want to say about 2020, like April. Yeah, my granny passed in April of 2020. I mean, in May of 2020. So it was like a month before then.
Okay. And I just want to let you know this is on a recorded line for the attorney group we work with. Would you
Okay.
like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And I'll make this as quick as possible. I'm just going to run you through the intake process. This is for our attorney group. It's going to make
Okay.
the introduction phone call with them a lot easier, okay?
Okay.
And did you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No.
Perfect. And then I just have to ask again for the recorded line. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
And we'd be filing this claim for yourself, correct?
Yes.
And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
And to the best of your knowledge, what was the date of your diagnosis?
October 10th of 2023.
10/10/2023.
Yes.
And what was your date of birth?
1/15/97.
01/15/1997.
Yes.
And then I just have to ask, do you know if anyone else in your family was ever given Depo-Provera and had any side effects as well? Or if anyone else was using Depo and was ever affected in any way?
Not anyone in my family, my close friends.
Okay. Any of you like relatives, distant relatives, like a cousin, aunt, niece?
Cousin, relative, a distant relative.
Cousin, relative, and distant relative, and you know that. So you do know they were using Depo?
Yes.
And do you know if they had the same side effect as you?
I know one of my cousins did. I haven't spoken to my distant relatives recently.
Okay, I'll reach out to you after this. Just let me know or I'll reach out to you after this and then just send her over my information and I'll try to help her, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Perfect. And that was your cousin?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Output. And did you consume or use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera?
Yes.
And did you use Depo, I'm sorry, did you use Depo Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year?
Wait, can you repeat the question?
Sorry, so did you use the name brand Depo Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year?
I'm not hearing the last part of the question.
So I just did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
And did you use Depo Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year?
Yes.
And then perfect. And then yeah, we just have to confirm these things. And within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least four injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Perfect. And did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 through to the present date?
Yes.
Okay. And when did you start using it and when did you stop using it?
I started in April of 2020 and I stopped in October of 2023.
October of 2023.
Yes.
So I have started in April 2020 and stopped in October of 2023.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
And then can I have the spelling on your first name, the middle initial, and your last name?
My first name spelling is D as in David, EA, NNA, middle initial M, last name Fox, like the animal, FOX.
And I'm just going to read this back. I have DEANNAMFOX.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And thank you for confirming. This next part is for medical purposes and identification. This is for HIPAA. Can I have your full social?
358-927531.
And then that was 358927531.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And again, this is on a recorded line for our returnee group, so all information on here is secure. The contact email I have is deanna22@yahoo.com.
Yes.
And then the main phone number I have is 312-757-9246.
Yes.
And is that a mobile home phone or both?
Both.
Both. And then can I have your full home address?
1506 South Ridgeway Avenue, Apartment 2, Chicago, Illinois, 60623.
And that was South Bridgeway.
Yes.
Is that
R
S?
I R I D G E W A Y.
South Ridgeway Avenue.
Yes.
And that was,
Apartment 2.
you said apartment two.
Yes.
Perfect. Sorry, just 1 second. And that was apartment.
Yeah, apartment 2.
Sorry about that. And I'm just going to read this back to you. So I have 1506 South Ridgeway Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60623, Cook County, apartment 2.
Yes.
And then for your doctors, can I have the name of the hospital that you were diagnosed at?
It was called Swedish Hospital.
And then which city was that in?
Chicago, Illinois, 60625. Do you want the exact address?
I think so. Swedish, Swedish.
Yes.
Swedish Covenant Hospital.
Yes.
Was that on 5145 South California Avenue?
North California Avenue.
Oh, it was north.
Yes.
Okay, just 1 second. Perfect. I'm just going to grab this address. So I have five. Excuse me. Sorry about that. 5140 North California Avenue, Chicago,
Five.
Illinois.
5145 North California Avenue.
Not you. And then all of them online are coming up as 5140. It's but it's 5145, correct?
Yeah, that's my paperwork. Well, it's just might the same building, just a different part of the building or something.
Okay. 5145 North California Avenue. And that was 5145 North California Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60625.
Yes.
And the phone number I found is 773-878-8200.
Yes.
And then, I'm sorry, what was the name of the doctor that treated you?
Okay. Megan Shank, Dr. Megan Shank.
Megan M. Shanks.
Yes.
And then the facility name was Swedish Covenant Hospital.
Swedish Hospital, yes.
Swedish Covenant Hospital. And then, was that the same doctor that treated you?
Yes.
And did you have any prior cancer diagnosis before the meningioma?
No.
And so you were treated by Dr. Megan M. Shanks as well?
Yes.
And were you treated at the same hospital?
Yes.
So you were also treated at 5145 North California Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60625?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And thank you for confirming. Just one second. So you were diagnosed by Dr. Megan M. Shanks at Swedish Covenant Hospital, and then you were treated by Dr. Megan M. Shanks as well at Swedish Hospital?
Yes, I just see Dr. Megan Shanks. I don't know. I'm uncertain about the middle initial, but it just say Dr. Megan Shanks.
Got you. And was there a prescribing doctor or a pharmaceutical?
It was a pharmaceutical, but you're talking about like my gynecologist?
No, so like if either of your doctors gave you medication to go get prescribed from any location or like from a pharmacy?
Oh yeah, like how like the dosage and stuff like that.
I think so. Well, if they prescribed you or if they told you to go to a pharmacy or anything.
I'm trying to see exactly. No, I think it was the pharmacy inside of the hospital.
Pharmacy at the hospital?
I never had to like go separate places to receive the medication or anything like that.
I see. So it was all done at the Swedish Covenant Hospital?
Yes.
And so for pharmaceutical, that was done at Swedish Hospital?
Yes.
And the address for that is 5145 North California Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60625?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And then are there any medical notes we can put down or that your doctors have for you?
No, it just got how much of the dosage, how much, like, I was receiving, 150 milligrams every 3 months. That's pretty much it. Oh, and the fact that they just did a biopsy for the CT scan and the MRI.
I see. And, okay, so biopsy.
It's like the different side effects that were occurring, like weight gain, memory loss, irregular periods.
And do you have a copy of the medical records for yourself?
Yes.
Okay. And can you provide those medical records by mail or electronically?
Yes.
Okay. And then for this last part, we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that we can continue your case for your loved ones. The emergency contact number, do they live with you or not live with you?
They don't live with me.
And then can I just have their first name, phone number, and relationship to you?
Yep, it's Cheryl, Cheryl, Fox, Fox, my mother.
Got you.
Her phone number is 224-324-1134.
224-324-1134? And then, can I have her email address, please?
It's her first and last name, 19@gmail.com.
And then her home address?
1522 South Harding, Harding Avenue, Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois. 60623.
Gotcha. 1522 South Harding Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60623?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. We should be good to go here.
Okay.
Just 1 second. I'm just going to send you over these documents. So date of birth I have is 01-15-1997.
Yes.
Okay. I'm sending over these documents right now. Just let me know as soon as you do receive them. Just 1 second.
Okay.
Perfect. They're coming through right now. They're going to come through the either text message or email. Just let me know as soon as you do get them, okay?
Okay. I got both.
Okay. Yeah, either one works, whichever one's easier for you.
Okay.
And then just let me know as soon as you have clicked on the link itself.
I clicked on it.
Okay, perfect. It's going to take you to a page that's going to ask you to review and act on these documents. Just click continue through.
Okay.
And then when you're on the actual document themselves, there's going to be a yellow start button on the top left. Mm-hmm. Just click on that. And then it's going to have you adopt your signature a few times. As you're going through this, just make sure all information on there is correct and accurate to you. So like names, date of births, emails, home addresses, social, any information that is on there, just make sure it's all accurate to you. If anything is misspelled or inaccurate, just let me know and I can resend the documents.
Okay. Okay, great. I'm going through it. I'm about to send it right now.
No worries, take your time.
Okay.
And then just let me know if you have any questions about the documents as well.
Yeah, it's loading. I'm just waiting for it to say.
No worries, you're good. I think it did go through on my end. I'm just going to double check.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Everything was able to go through. I'm just going to read these off to you to make sure everything is correct. I have Deanna M. Fox, DEANNA MFOX. Main address is 1506 South Ridgeway Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60623. Date of birth I have on file is 01/15/1997. Full social is 358927531. Sorry. I think that should be it. I'm just gonna see if there's anything
Okay.
else I can confirm on here. Does that all sound correct?
Yes, everything is correct. I'm just going through all the documents itself, and everything is correct on here as well.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, and if you want to print these or anything, you totally can. But these are yours. We should be good to go. The attorneys will reach out to you within 24 to 48 hours of receiving these documents. I'm going
Okay.
to send you a text from my personal number. It's going to come from a 949 number. So if you have any questions about the documents or about the like the lawsuit itself, you can reach out to me.
Okay.
Or if you have any questions at all before the attorneys get a hold of you, you can reach out to me.
Okay, great.
But yeah, I'll send you a text right now. Just one second. Do you have any other questions for me?
No, thank you. You answered my question. It was just gonna be like, how long was it until they reached back out? So you said 24 to 48 hours.
About 24 to 48 hours. If anything does happen, though, I'll get a hold of you, and then I'll connect you guys. So I'll transfer you over to them.
Okay.
Perfect. And then
Okay,
can
thank
you
you.
send over? Of course, yeah. I just sent you a text from my personal number. It came from a 949 number.
Okay, I got it.
Can you send that number over to your cousin that was also
Yes.
affected, or whoever was affected?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Please. And then I'll add that in the text. I'll put please forward this number to your cousin, and then I'll just follow up with her, see how she's doing. If she can qualify, we'll go from there. If not, it's totally okay. I just want to follow up and make sure she's taken care of. Was
Okay, great.
do you know anyone else that was affected, or anyone else in your family that would have been affected in any way?
I got about four people. I can just send you all their contact information about a text message.
Okay, perfect. I'll reach out. I just sent you a text, so just send it all through there. And then I'll go from there, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.